This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so picking up on that theme then, taxes and cuts there too, we get now to the idea of tax reform, an idea gathering steam in pre-Trumpian Washington. For the first time in a very long while, Republicans are going to be in a position to pass sweeping tax reform for individuals and for companies in this economy. With reform comes change, though, and companies that have benefited from the way things are pushing back on the current corporate tax reform proposal from Republicans in the House. Lobbyists for big box retailers in particular aren't happy about a proposed new tax on imports, stuff like clothing and furniture and appliances that they buy cheap overseas and then sell less cheap over here. From the Marketplace Bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman has that one.
Let's take a made-up generic big-box retailer. Call it Targ Depot Mart. It imports tomatoes from Mexico, appliances from China, T-shirts from Bangladesh. Right now, it gets to deduct those costs before it pays its income tax bill. Under the Republican tax plan, it could no longer do that, says Caroline Freund at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
So if you import a shirt for $20 and sell it for $25, let's say you couldn't deduct any of the imported goods, then you'd be paying taxes on the full $25, which would raise your tax bill.
Except retailers aren't likely to just swallow any new import tax, says David French of the National Retail Federation, which opposes this part of the Republican plan.
Our assumption is retailers will have to pass the costs on, increase the price of goods.
And that's part of the point, to make imports more expensive and domestic products cheaper. Because anything made here, whether sold at Targ Depot Mart or exported overseas, wouldn't carry the import tax penalty. This could help U.S. manufacturers, or maybe not, says Eric Toder at the Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center.
This really basically doesn't matter because the value of the U.S. dollar will rise. Importers will pay more tax, but they'll pay less for imports.
Plus, Republicans say their proposal also includes a big across-the-board cut to corporate income tax rates, and that could help retailers offset their higher costs for imported tomatoes, appliances, and T-shirts. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.